questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio is a guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Hujjatul Islam Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Karimi, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about a personality during the history of Islam and whether he had a role through his judgments and through his decisions in assassinating and martyring Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or not. He is no one but Shuraih ibn Haris al-Kindi, the famous Shuraih who was in position of the judgment from the time of we can say the first caliph of Islam up until Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So Sheikh Karimi, let's start this episode. We're giving us just a background about this personality. I mean, Shuraih ibn Haris al-Kindi, who was he and whether he had role in martyring Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or not.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We do not have much information about the exact time for his birth. But it seems that he was born around the year 30 before the Hijrah of the Prophet. So somehow he is contemporary to Imam Ali alayhi salam. I mean, the year he is born is somehow like the year of the birth of Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are discussions about whether we need to include him among the companions of the Prophet or not. But the point is that all of us, we know Shuraih for being a judge.
Yes.
And as you rightly mentioned, for many years he was in the position of judgment. He was
Shuraih al-Qadi.
Shuraih al-Qadi.
Yes.
Especially from the time of the second caliph up until the year 78 after Hijra. So for so many years, maybe for more than 50 years, he was in this position. So he continued to be judged at the time of the third caliph as well. And at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was in the same position for some times, which shows that maybe he was an expert in judging among the people.
Okay.
Although he had some mistakes, but yes. He was an expert in this regard, and that is why, at least for some periods, he is in the position of judgment when Imam Ali alayhi salam comes to power in the year 35 after Hijra.
As you said, for his wrong decisions and judgments, he was even sent into exile by Imam Ali alayhi salam because of some of his wrong judgments. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So in some cases, we read in the history of Islam that Imam Ali alayhi salam, is reproaching him and reprimanding him for some of his wrong judgments.
Yes.
And the other point is that some scholars believe that Imam Ali alayhi salam continued to accept Shuraih in this position, provided that the Imam Ali alayhi salam himself would be supervising all his judgments.
Yes.
But as you rightly mentioned, he has some mistakes and he was somehow reprimanded by Imam Ali alayhi salam. He continued to be judged at the time of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, and also after Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, during the imamate of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, when it comes to tragedy, to the tragedy of Karbala, some people believe that it was the fatwa, it was the verdict of Shuraih which caused the tragedy of Karbala to happen. And in his verdict, he asked the people to join the army of Yazid and to kill Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And this is the assumption of many people.
Or now, at least it was a religious backing and protection of the war of Yazid against Imam al-Hussein, okay?
Yeah. Let me read the text which is attributed to Shuraih. He says that إن حسين ابن علي ابن أبي طالب شق عصى المسلمين وخالف أمير المؤمنين وخرج عن الدين. According to the attributed text to Shuraih Qazi, he says that Hussein, that is Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he has brought a difference among the Muslims. He has divided the nation, and he has rejected the commander of the faithful, referring to Yazid. He is somehow apostate. He's outside of the religion. This is confirmed before me. So حكمت بدفعه وقتله.
Yes.
My verdict is that you need to, repel him and kill him. حفظا لشريعة سيد المرسلين. To protect the religion of the Prophet.
Yes.
This is the verdict which is attributed to Shuraih, and we need to discuss whether it is an authentic attribution or not.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But before getting to Imam al-Hussein, Shuraih was, defamed for some of his decisions. For example, the story of the sons of Muslim ibn Aqil, because he was believed to be in custody of them, but leaving them. And then these two kids were martyred. Again, Hani ibn Urwa, you know, and the decision that he made by, letting them away from the palace of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. Then Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad find a chance to martyr Hani ibn Urwa, and also the bay'ah that he put with the great men of the Kufa. And after that, when Ubaydah all of a sudden comes to the Kufa, goes and pay allegiance to Ubaydullah. You know, he was defamed also by these decisions that he had made before giving fatwa against Imam al-Hussein.
Exactly. Thank you for sharing that. Shuraih, all in all, is a very, very negative personality because of his decisions.
Right.
And I think for many of us nowadays, he is a role model. As a person who is in power, as a person who is judged for many years, but in critical moments
cases
and points,
moments,
he has made very wrong decisions.
Yes.
As you rightly mentioned, he was supposed to be in custody of the children of Muslim.
Yes.
But just because he felt danger coming from Ubaydullah, he just left them.
Left the kids, that's
so,
right.
So, this is showing the reality of Shuraih,
yes,
the famous judge of that time, who was, judged for many years.
Okay.
As long as, he feels for, danger for his life, he just comes to follow the orders of the rulers of the time. And you mentioned about the bay'ah, about the allegiance of the elders of the city of Kufa, like Habib ibn Mazahir, Mukhtar Thaqafi, Umar ibn Sa'd. And this is interesting that we have Umar ibn Sa'd. They, in front of Shuraih, they promised to help Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and some of them, they invited Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. But when they were threatened by Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, one of the first people who, just broke their allegiance to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam again was Shuraih. Not only that, he joins the court of Ubaydullah and becomes one of the advisors of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad.
Yes.
Now imagine, before this time, you are inviting Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. People come to you to show their allegiance to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And suddenly you are threatened. You feel danger for your life. You see your life in danger. And you just change, 180 degrees.
Yes.
This is the reality, the real personality of Shuraih.
Very, very much recalling me of the behaviors of the Kufans who sent letter to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We back you. More than 12,000 letters, as they say, were sent to Imam al-Hussein to invite him to come to the Kufa. But all of a sudden,
And, you know, but you at know, least Ali they most, left their protection. Most of them did not join Imam al-Hussein yes. alayhi salam, neither they joined the army of Abdullah. But yes. when it comes to Shuray, he has a very great role in advising and helping Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. And this is very unfortunate about him. So, as I mentioned, this is for sure that we are talking about a very negative personality who has made such wrong decisions in critical moments. But when it comes to these fatwa and verdict that I shared the text, we do not have any authentic source for it. So although we are talking about such a bad personality, but it doesn't mean that everything that is said against him is true as well. So his fatwa is mentioned in the late sources, historical sources, for example, Jawahir al-Kalam, Fi Sawanh al-Ayyam, by Ashraf al-Wa'idin, and also al-Alfain. Now, those scholars who have examined this verdict, I mean, what I'm talking about the contemporary researchers, they have come to this conclusion that we cannot find any trace of such a fatwa, of such a verdict, in the great authentic sources of the past. I mean, when you're talking about one historical point, we need to find it in the earliest sources. So when something is just mentioned in a source in the 14th century without referring to any other source, in I mean, in the past, in the earliest periods of Islam, the conclusion is that we cannot rely on it.
And whether was it possible to issue something like a fatwa or verdict against Imam of the time?
It is possible, of course.
Was it there? Are there any cases, I mean, of the other ulama who, for example, issued a fatwa? Because saying this and that or paying allegiance is something, but issuing a fatwa from the side of, for example, a judge is something else, brother.
Yeah, when it comes to this case, so we proved that this attribution is wrong. So we cannot attribute this fatwa
at least this fatwa.
Yeah.
But the behavior of Shuray showed that he was absolutely in the camp of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad.
Yeah, that's something for sure. Okay. And we have other cases in the history of Islam. There are some people who are known as the court scholars, so to speak. I mean, unfortunately, in the history of Islam, in some cases, some scholars, so-called religious scholars, are in the service of the oppressive rulers of the time. And in some cases, they are passing judgments against some people just to, I mean, justify the negative and the wicked decisions of the rulers of the time. So it has happened in the history of not only Islam, we can claim that it has happened in the history of many divine religions, that some wicked people who were apparently religious leaders, they helped the oppressive rulers of the time. So this is a reality and we cannot ignore it. Shuraih Qadi, the famous judge, he, had a very bad ending because of the fact that he left Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Not only that, he helped the enemy of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. But whether he issued this fatwa or not, we cannot prove it because of the fact that, as I mentioned, this is not mentioned by authentic sources.
And compare it to a personality like Hor, that he is among the members of the army of the enemy of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. All of a sudden, and in a moment, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Imam al-Hussein, he is changed totally, up to an extent that he becomes martyr for Imam al-Hussein. But an old, as I say, religiously mature person like Shuray lost the way, and unfortunately, we can say, could not reach salvation. And this is how the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the a'immah can overshadow a person and not another one. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding Shuraih ibn Haris al-Kandi. You gave us really beautiful details about his life and whether he had a role in assassinating Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or not. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن